Well, coming up on this episode of the Retirement Reality Podcast, we're talking all about technology. It is changing retirement planning. You probably are aware of this. We're going to talk about how some of the latest innovations like search engines, social media, banking apps, and much more are actually changing the way that you manage your personal finance and how you go through that retirement planning process. That's coming up next.
It's time for the Retirement Reality Podcast with the founder of Principal Preservation Services, Mike Koyanen.
Well, great to have you on another edition of the podcast. I'm Ben George with Mike Koyanen, as always. He is the founder and owner at Principal Preservation Services, serving Minnesota and Wisconsin. You'll find him online at principalpreservationservices.com. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. We've had it feels like an early spring up here. We've had some amazing weather this winter, and I can't complain. This is, it's been amazing. And I ask all my clients who are older than me and ask, have you ever experienced this in the past? And they're like, never.
Really?
And we're 30 plus, you know, degrees above average temperatures right now, which is been great.
That's crazy. Well, enjoy it, soak it up. I know it's rare, as you've mentioned, but always great to have that mild temperature. Maybe you'll have 50s and 60s for 4 or 5 months. That wouldn't be a problem, would it?
Well, I want it warm in the summer, but yeah. You know, as long as we have the 50s 60s like we've had so much already in the February March area, be great to have. We don't need to have scorching temperatures, but right. Definitely 80s would be fine with me here starting June, July, August.
I love it. Well, today's topic is all about technology. Do you consider yourself someone that keeps up with tech, Mike, as it rolls out?
Yeah, I might be late to the party. I'm comfortable with it. I'm not overly obsessive with technology. And, I guess I know enough to, handle my own business and handle what I do with the office here as well for our clients. But I don't say I'm cutting edge. Mm-hmm. I want them to work out the kinks first, and I've been a little hesitant to be on the first one on the horizon, so to speak, to try something new and cutting edge on technology. But it's changing, and I look at my business where it is today, where it was 10 years ago. Technology-wise, it's changed a lot, and it has made things better, and it's made things, it's a little scarier as well, because technology can be on the bad side as well.
Well, what I want to do today is kind of roll through some of these advancements in technology that, the idea is that technology is going to make our life easier. But is that truly the case when it comes to personal finance and retirement planning? So we can kind of discuss the pros and cons of each of these, Mike. I think there are some good and bad. With everything else, there are some positives mm-hmm. and negatives. So let's start with Google. does anybody even say search engine? I mean, you just Google something, right? It's become a verb now. And
right.
it is a part of everyone's lives. Does it actually make our job easier when it comes to money?
Yeah, it's just kind of like Kleenexes, right? I need a Kleenex. Yeah, well, no, exactly. You need a tissue, right? Yeah, it's good and bad as well. So I've had people go and say, I've Googled this, or I've looked online for certain things. But what Google doesn't do is, we're in certain demographics. We're here in the upper Midwest. And I think it's good in one sense where I'm Googling maybe in a ticker symbol for somebody just to give them a history of what their investments they're currently in with their other advisor has been doing. I think that's the nice and easy way to look at it. We could look at the current year, the 1 year, the three, the five, the lifetime history of that investment, which is great. Sometimes we get people like, I Googled, this investment you had talked about, maybe a safe investment, maybe like an FIA, fixed index annuity. And we had, they Googled just annuities in general. Well, annuities in general could get a lot of bad press out there. Because they're so different. You could have a fixed annuity, a fixed index annuity, a income annuity. It could be a combination of any of those, or a variable annuity. They're also different. And a lot of them are state specific. So when you're just generalizing a search for that, you're going to get people from other states that might not even have the same availability in the states that we're in, too. So they're comparing apples and oranges. And so sometimes it can throw people off, and they assume, because what they're searching is right, it could be, unfortunately, not even related to where you're living today. So I've seen some good and bad when it comes to those searches.
What about robo-advisors? This has become maybe more of an emerging trend, but they've been around for a little while. But I know a lot of the big platforms have these robo-advisors that, you know, you plug in a few numbers and it spits out a kind of a plan for you. But I know there are a lot of shortcomings here, right?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of this. I mean, where do they think computers, AI, can do a better job of managing your money as well? You know, you don't get the one-on-one attention, of course. And I know that on the robo-investing side, there's a lot of platforms that will move your money based off certain volatility or certain things happening in the market. Doesn't mean it's accurate. I've had, we don't do robo-investing here, but we've had people come in with their portfolios and said it has not been performing very good for them, that portfolios they've had that have not been robo-advising has actually outperformed the robo-advising. So we're also in different times. You know, what we've seen in the last 4 years since coronavirus, we haven't seen things like this, you know, with the coronavirus, the recovery, and then we had another recession and then another recovery. So it's been a lot of choppiness here the last couple of years, and I don't think we could duplicate that any time in the recent decade or so. So robo-advising in a volatile market, I don't know how well that's going to react. I wouldn't put my trust into it, and I'm not a fan.
Yeah, the AI kind of gets you started. It's good to kind of give you some general guidance on just, you know, most things, not just finance, but most things. But when you truly try to get into your own situation and real specifics, it seems like there are a lot of places that it misses and just can't keep up quite yet. So
I agree.
That's one of the downfalls with AI right now. What about online calculators? Another tool that people will hop on and use on just about any kind of platform they're on as well, and plug in a few numbers, right? Again, spit out an answer for you, but is that answer always correct?
Right. And so how much you need for retirement, and they just put in some basic numbers. Well, they're not factoring in future cost of living adjustments. They're not high inflation. They're not factoring any market correction in these calculators. So how accurate are they? And I don't like those calculators, to be honest, just because if it's a calculator how to pay off your mortgage or something for basic finance, or, you know, how to pay off your credit card sooner, I like those kind of calculators. But when it comes to retirement planning, there's so many other factors that gets involved that they're not very accurate. And what you can input in 2 minutes to get a result in 2 minutes, you have to take it for what it's worth. If you put 2 minutes of data in to get a result and they're going to tell you how to retire, I think that's, you could take it, again, like I said, for what it's worth. It's not going to give you very accurate information. So I try to stay away from those unless they're just basic financial for a specific situation. You know, you're saving enough money in a bank, or kind of rate returns you would get on the bank, or paying off debt. Kind of those calculators I'm a bigger fan of than retirement planning calculators.
Yeah, it's one of those where it could make you feel like you're way ahead of the game in great position, but it also can make you feel like you're a long ways off when you're actually in better shape. So it goes both ways with those calculators.
Right.
What about, Mike, the way we consume news now, cable channels that are dedicated to finance, business news? I know CNBC still goes pretty strong, but most people aren't turning to these as much anymore, are they?
No, and things, you know, by time, a lot of these TV personalities are giving you a great pick, it's probably too late, first of all. I do remember, I think it was a little over a year ago, one of the guys on one of those channels talked about how this one stock pick was, a great pick right now, that he would recommend people buying it. Well, I think it was less than a week later, the thing dropped like 25 or 35%. He took a lot of heat from it. So again, I think a lot of people have been more savvy. They've done their own research. So when we're staying away from, also less people are cutting the cable bill. A lot of people are streaming and nobody wants to look at commercials. You know, Angie and I were looking through our Netflix subscription last night. We have the subscription with no ads. I was like, I didn't even know they had a subscription with ads. Yeah, for $6 a month we could be paying, but I don't like ads at all. And if I do record something on my TV, DirecTV, DVR, I fast forward through the ads. So I think a lot of people are avoiding a lot of this information. They're not going out of their way to find this information on TV. They're looking for more relevant information online. And there's a lot of great services out there that you can subscribe to for some better detailed information on those investments rather than some TV personality talking about, you know, where the business is at. So I think that that's, we're slowly starting to see less and less viewership in those. And I can see that trending more and more.
Talking about technology, how it's maybe helping and maybe slowing us down in some aspects of finance and retirement planning. Again, if you have questions, you can always call 855-987-8888 for Principal Preservation Services, or you, of course, find them online, principalpreservationservices.com. You know, one good thing of technology, Mike, is the option to go online. And I know that a lot of people connect with you online and find you online and connect to you virtually and have meetings over the internet. But you're also able to do webinars and online courses and that sort of thing. So is this a good thing, Mike? I know you do a lot of seminars in person as well, but what have you found with the online versus being in person?
Yeah, I think what happened again 4 years ago with the coronavirus situation, it forced people to step out of their comfort zone and be doing these Zoom meetings, these, you know, team meetings and all these other online video services. I was against it at first. I'm like, but this is what we have to do. And so again, I felt forced a little bit, but you got more used to it and more used to it. And we still do in our office, you know, 2 to 4 Zoom meetings a week yet, where before it was almost every day we had multiple Zoom meetings a few years ago. But it has made things more available, where it helps people. Maybe you can work with an advisor who doesn't even have to be as local as you thought, within a short driving distance. It forces, it's allowing you to be able to have a your same advisor even if you move to Arizona or Florida. So we have a lot of clients who moved out of state in retirement, maintaining us as their advisor, which has made things a lot easier with those. But also, like you said, the information just to learn is there. So we put that information out. We actually have a team of videographers coming out to our office about a month. Going to spend 2 days recording videos for marketing and for getting that information out there on Facebook and YouTube and things like that. So we want to get more relevant information. And it's kind of what is we're forced kind of more into in this day and age, is to be more relevant and not just record a video once every 5 years. It should be done every year. And we're doing monthly recordings, actually. You know, I'm on some other online news stations where I give financial, you know, tips. And so I think we have to be constantly evolving with what people are requiring and wanting and being comfortable with. And right now people are comfortable with learning online. And so we're just, that's kind of where the industry is going. And, but I do like the live webinars more, the live seminars more, because I like to meet people, you know, face to face. I like to shake their hands. I like to look at them in their eyes. And, you know, it's, we lose a little bit of that personal touch when we're only by Zoom. It still works, but I prefer meeting with people individually still.
Yeah, no doubt. What about personal finance software? There's a lot of this out there too. It does, I think, help people maybe maintain a budget. I know there's some software that helps with taxes, but how in-depth can these online softwares or just software in general be with people that are trying to plan for retirement?
Yeah, and I think the most popular one for people prepping for their taxes and keep things in order is Quicken. You know, we use that for our business, and I think a lot of people are, once you get the proper training or understanding how it works, great, then you can be on top of it. Now, it's, again, it's not a retirement planning tool, but it is a good way to, you know, keep things in order for your budget, keep things in order for tax returns. I think that is great. The everyday people are not going to have access to the retirement planning tools that I have access to as an advisor. So they are limited. I think take advantage of a lot of those. The problem is, I would say be very careful about information you give to some of these. I'm not talking about Quicken, but there's other companies who just want your name and your email information. If they don't have a good reputation, been around for a long time, be very careful of the information that you're putting out there and saving about your financial social security numbers, account numbers, because I'm very, very concerned about if that company is going to be around in a year or 2 or 3 years from now. And what are they doing with all that information? Are they sharing it? And what's their security on that information? It seems like we hear, seems like every week or every other week now we're hearing a company who gets hacked. Last thing we want is that. And so if you're dealing with a company you haven't heard of before, I would hesitate to use them to protect your information.
Yeah, no, we'll probably talk about some scam stuff in the future. I know it's something you want to cover, Mike, and it's something we should talk about a little bit more here. So stay tuned for a future episode probably on that as well, what to look out for. All right, a couple more here that I want to talk about technology-wise. Social media. I'm sure, Mike, I don't know if we've ever talked social media, but I get a sense you're probably not a huge fan of social media. But it's great for connecting, where there's just a lot of negative out there with social media. And it's the same case with money, too. I mean, there's so many people that are sending out financial advice with the, I guess, the disclaimer that it's not financial advice, right? But they're constantly spamming people with ideas and investments and things they should be putting their money in. And a lot of times it can get you in trouble.
Yeah, and there's a lot of these investments out there where, you know, you start, it's amazing. I don't know how they do that. I'm not, like you said, I haven't been on social media for over a year now, personally. So, and I'm okay with it. It actually frees up a lot of my time. I don't feel like I need to look at who's commenting on what restaurant they just ate at and, you know, their favorite flavor ice cream. But when it looks at, you know, but I do remember, you know, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, somebody talking about some investments in real estate and this is what's going on. And you start watching it. Now they know you've been watching it. Now they just start targeting you. Then all of a sudden I'm getting phone calls. And so, like, you need to invest into this. I'm like, I don't even know who you guys are. But there, I can see how a lot of people can be taken in and invest in things that maybe they shouldn't be investing in, their risk tolerance. And a lot of these things are not done through the up and up. I mean, there's a correct order for investments to be available to the public, and I don't know if some of these places are doing it legitimately. So be very careful with that. There's a lot, everybody likes to give advice as they're the expert, how this 25-year-old is retired, and he's going to tell you how to be a multimillionaire and retire in 2 years. I'm like, stay away from stuff like that, in my opinion, because most likely, they're probably not living the life that you think they really are. And these get-rich-quick schemes, usually, you know, majority of these don't pan out. And, you know, a lot of people are just trying to build their credibility through these ads as well. They really don't have the track record. And I always say, if somebody has to tell you that they're the best, usually they're not, because right. You don't have to tell anybody you're the best. You show it by your work. And you show up by your actions and not by telling people you're the best. So that automatically tells when somebody says, we're the best, I was like, no, you're not. that'll show through time and through your act and you know, your presence over time and your execution over time as well, your integrity and your character and how that all works out. So be very careful with these people. And even like Susie Orman, I think she has some great advice, but she has to give up her license to give, you know, these kind of tips, right? So she was an advisor. She's not an active advisor today. And I think she has some good basic information, but she's not the end-all be-all. Same with Dave Ramsey. We said, you know, a lot of people listen to his radio show. He's not the end-all be-all. And we hear a lot of conflicting information, what he says and what I know most advisors that I relate to agree with. So, you know, there's different rules of thought with that. And so be very careful about just listening to one person and think that's the way you need to approach your investments and retirement.
All right. What about banking apps? I think these are they've been very helpful for me, I think, in terms of being able to look, manage accounts, pay bills, do that sort of thing. Do you see any downsides to the banking apps, Mike?
I think really the only downside is security, but I use them as well. And I've been encouraging people, the more comfortable they have been, to even do some online banking to get some better rates. But it's really down to the security piece. Just make sure your password is saved, your information is saved. I will say one of the things that I don't like, and when you open up these online bank accounts, they never ask you for beneficiary information. So you have to call the company after you open up the account to request the beneficiary information. So, you know, there goes that estate planning piece. Again, I'm big on, you need to make sure you're protected. So go out, you know, use them, get the best interest rate you can get today. You usually can find a quarter to 0.5% higher rates. I've seen things 5.35 online for a savings account. Here we're speaking beginning of March, where the local banks, I'm not seeing that today. So take advantage of that. Just be careful with security.
Yeah, no question about that. All right, last one, Mike, for you. estate planning. It's part of what you do with people and help people out with. What about these digital services that are online now? You can create a will, a trust. You can just hop on your computer, plug in again some information, and get it done for you. What do you think?
It can work. Some people are competent enough, and maybe their past careers, they're very detailed. They understand maybe the ins and outs of trust, and they can do it. I would say that's not majority of people. Majority of people, I don't believe, can. Because, you know, funding a trust, they get overwhelmed with the proper process. It's going to take time and energy and some basic understanding how things work. And if you have a messy family situation, probably having it done by yourself is not going to work, because you can buy the templates online, and that will work for maybe half the people out there, just a basic template. Mm-hmm. But for a lot of people, it's not going to work. And so you're going to need something a little bit more detailed. You might have a messy situation with your children, and maybe their spouse, or maybe there's a drug addiction or a gambling, addiction, or whatever it might be, divorces and kids and stepkids and, all that stuff going on. You need to have some protection in place. And I think by doing it with an attorney who can put all those concerns in paper and describe those out in your trust, preferably, in my opinion, that should be done with an attorney. But sometimes we just have a situation. I got one kid. It's all going to him or her. It's very simple. I got one property. Even if it's just two, we can make it simple. And you might be able to do it the simple way. But you have to make sure it's done properly with two witnesses, notarized. And again, it can work, but I'm not saying it's probably for the minority rather than the majority. I think I could do it because I've seen a lot of trust, but I'm not going to do it. Yeah. I'm not going to have my estate plan. I'm not going to redo my estate plan by myself. If I redo my estate plan, it's going to be done with an attorney.
Well, technology is great. It has helped us out in so many aspects, and it does help us with financial planning and so much information that's out there that we can access at any time. But there's still nothing that beats a personal relationship and having that trust of an advisor on your side and someone like Mike over at Principal Preservation Services. That team can help you out with anything you need, all these different areas of retirement planning and financial planning. And if you want to get more information, just log on to principalpreservationservices.com or give them a call at 855-987-8888. Mike, as always, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Hope you have a good week.
I appreciate it, Ben. Thank you.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission, nor does it indicate that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Alpha Star, Principal Preservation Services, LLC, and Principal Wealth Services, LLC are separate and independent entities. Insurance products are offered through Principal Preservation Services, LLC, a Minnesota and Wisconsin insurance agency. Investment advice is offered through Principal Wealth Services, LLC. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products offered by Principal Preservation Services, LLC. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered or guaranteed by AlphaStar.